Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here, and we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. Okay, so there you have it. Those are products that I use on a daily basis. Matter of fact, I've got my ashwagandha and my ACV, apple cider vinegar, right here on the table in front of me. And so I encourage you to get signed up at CGR Wellness. Also encourage you to go to CGR for Life. And you can pick up. This is Clean Slate. This is a detox product that I take every day that is just phenomenal. And then one other product that I'll mention to you, and that is, this is Micronic Silver. And you go to micronicsilver.net, micronicsilver.net, and type in the code is CHOSEN, and you'll get a discount. And that is colloidal silver in a micronic form, meaning that it's been broken down so that it is it penetrates your system better. And I use, they have a dietary, encourage you to look into that. They also have a spray, and if I get a shingles outbreak or a cut or a scratch or whatever, I use that, and it works phenomenally well. They have a cream also. They have the product that I just showed you, which is called Arcanum 1200, and it is both a CBD oil mixed with the Micronic Silver mixed with Arnica, and it works incredibly well with regards to pain, and it will get you off of the pharmaceutical pain stuff, I believe. At least it sure has for me. So encourage you to check those products out. I think it's CGR for life. Well, that's interesting. Outreach Deliverance Center. Well, isn't that a trip? Oh, my gosh. Well, I bet he's wondering. Oh, my. Okay, let's try this. CGR 4... life. And it should get us there. There we go. CGR for life. So you can go to CGR for life and get the root product. And I take Zero In and Clean Slate. Those are the two that I'm on. I highly recommend both of those. They have a Trinity program, which includes Restore, which is a multivitamin. The reason I don't take that is that I have a grass allergy. And so I've checked with them, and they have said, yeah, that might be an issue. So maybe not a good idea. So I use this other product, Vibe, and then I use resveratrol because of the, or I use Resvante because of the resveratrol. I use Ultra Shot because of the energy that it provides, and then I use the Flex just from a mobility standpoint. But just look, you know, you need to use what's going to work best for you. I believe that these options that I'm sharing with you, that you'll find success with any number of them. All right. Greg Stenstrom is going to be joining me here shortly. My guest that's supposed to be here right now, I guess, I don't know. I haven't. Yeah, no, not yet. So I don't know where he is. We'll see what happens. But we're about out of time We got about 10 minutes left in this segment. Greg Stenstrom will be joining me. We're going to be talking with him about the elections, and he's got a new article up at intelligencer.today. Governor Josh Shapiro's big lie, proof of massive election fraud. New article by Gregory Stenstrom up. Actually, it's dated the 23rd of March, which is tomorrow. So we are like way out ahead of this. It is a pretty long read. There's a lot of information that is here, and a lot of evidence and a lot of exposure about the election fraud situation. And what the case that they were just involved in Pennsylvania proved, and what they did is they defended a defamation case. But what that case basically proved is that without a doubt, without any question, and this is a quote from the article, there is no longer any question of whether there was massive election fraud in the November 2020 presidential election or in elections since. It is now a matter of public and judicial record that it did occur, and Shapiro was at the vanguard in stealing both the Pennsylvania and national elections. That's pretty serious. That is pretty serious. And you know, I think what's disconcerting to me about it is that we can't seem to get any traction. Nobody wants to tackle this. The narrative that has been presented, and they've done an incredible job of presenting it, is that if you question these elections, if you're on the conservative, God-fearing, biblical side of the fence, if you're on the side that actually really truly believes in the Constitution and our rights and the Declaration of Independence, if you really believe in those things and you believe that our rights do come from God and not from men, whereby man can't take away what God has given. But if you believe, and that's how our founders believe, by the way. But if you believe those things and you suggest that an election was fraudulently run, or that the individual who won the election did not actually win the election because there's fraud that was involved in the election. If you suggest that and you come from that biblical worldview, well, they've determined that you are an enemy of the state. You are a bad person. And you're going to be banned from platforms like Vimeo and YouTube and LinkedIn and so on. And Twitter or X. Although Elon is claiming that that's not the case, I wrong. It's the case, but nonetheless, you're going to be banned. If you're on the other side of this equation, and you believe in killing babies, and you believe in sodomy, and you believe in gender mutilation and hormone therapy, and you believe in releasing illegals into murderous and dangerous illegals and opening up our border, and you believe in supporting the slaughter of Israel, and you believe in the genocide of Christians, if you believe in all those things and you suggest that Orange Man bad and he didn't win the 2016 election, or go all the way back to George W. Bush in 2000 and he didn't win the election, and you attempt to delegitimize an election, well, by gum, you're a hero. You're the good guy. You got it right. And the media endorses and supports that. So it's not a matter of questioning the election. No, it's a matter of questioning the from a specific ideological perspective, whether or not an election is or isn't legitimate. That's the issue. Hillary Clinton was distraught in 2016. But her minions and her and all of her voices, and they set fires in D.C. and they attempted to assault people who left the inauguration. And I mean, all of that nonsense was going on all over the country after Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in 2016. But you don't hear about that. You don't hear about about arrests for insurrections. You don't hear about it from the left. They went into several state capitals and seized the capitals. But you don't hear about arrests for insurrection. You hear about the FBI making up a case against individuals and coaxing individuals and coaching individuals. And their informants actually being the ones that were involved in a quote unquote plot against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. And the reality is that the only people who were involved in it were people who were informing to the FBI. And all they were doing was, is they were parroting what the FBI handlers were telling them to say. Yeah. I mean, the ineptitude of some of this stuff, you really couldn't even make this stuff up. Nobody would. Nobody would write a movie about some of this stuff. Nobody would put this in a film, because the truth of the matter is that it would be so far-fetched and so unbelievable, nobody would buy it. My friend Robert Davi did the Hunter, My Son Hunter. And you watch that and you're going, this isn't real. This is a parody. No, I will be off air. Anyway, it's you would think it, you know, and it is a parody, except that it's not, because it's actually based on not only a book, but it's based on what's on the laptop. It's based on, I mean, Robert took everything he put into My Son Hunter off of verified facts. And much of it is words directly out of Hunter Biden's own mouth and Joe Biden's own mouth. And yet you watch it and you think, how, I mean, this is just surreal to consider what these people did. Surreal. But that's the world we're living in today, folks. Because this world, without a moral barometer, without the basic tenets of a biblical God who has given us such incredible liberties and freedoms and truth, and who made us and formed us and values our lives and created man as the only one created in his image. Man, without any of that, well, it's a mess. All right. We're going to take our break. I'll be back. Greg Stenstrom should be joining me here momentarily. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio and watching. I'll be back right after this.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And there we go. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. And I am so pleased to have my good friend Gregory Stenstrom joining us. He is the author of Parallel Elections and also Patriot.online. And Greg, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be back. It's good to see you, Pastor Greg. Being on your show.
I always enjoy having you, and this is such a critically important issue for us. I talked in the first hour about, you know, the kinds of people we need to elect and the long march through our institutions and how they've really convinced both sides to attack the founding of our country and the origin of our nation and so on. And it's all, you know, a disinformation campaign to try to destroy America. But at the heart of it is the ability for us to be able to actually elect the people that we want to be representing us.
Absolutely. We're in trouble here. We really are. We just recently, just a few weeks ago, we had a defamation case against myself, Leah Hoops. But we were co-defendants with President Trump, Mayor Giuliani, former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein, Jenna Ellis, the Thomas More Society, and we had been sued for defamation for saying there was massive election fraud in Philadelphia. We won that case. It's been 3 years. We were in the courts. They dragged us through the muck. They had multiple attorneys, and the one attorney that tried the case, he was actually found sanctioned by the judge for misconduct, for presenting a frivolous case and making false statements before the court. We used a truth is a complete defense. And that was unique across the country in the defamation suits and other allegations against quote-unquote election deniers. They've been saying that, you know, they've been trying to beat us procedurally, but we went the other way. We said, no, we've got the evidence. We've got the proof. Over that three-year period, we entered videos and audios and documents, emails. We have video of election officials in Delaware County admitting to the fraud, stating on camera that they fabricated the entire election while they were destroying evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
Shredding return sheets and shredding the election results that we had requested to audit the vote. So they destroyed all the records. That's been what they're doing now. After 3 years, we've got 36 lawsuits, 36, for recounts and recanvassing. Not a single case in Pennsylvania has any citizen been able to do an audit of the vote. Not a single case in Philadelphia since 2020. They have allowed a meaningful recount. What they do is they say, well, we'll do the recount for you. Let us go back here to the back room. And then they pop back up and they say, hey, we reviewed the results. You lost again. And that is basically what we're dealing with our government right now. And specifically Governor Shapiro, during the trajectory of this case, we did quite a bit of investigation, research, right to knows, Freedom of Information Act requests. And we have records of you know, Governor Shapiro and the law firms that he coordinates with colluding with each other to obstruct these investigations. And one thing more I want to mention, and then I'll shut up.
No, you're good. You're good.
Fire me some questions.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we found is a lot of people in the country, they say, well, they've been debunked. And during the course of our investigation, what we found was they coordinate with an organization called factcheck.org. Factcheck.org.
Okay.
Factcheck.org is not a fact-checking agency. They're actually, it's an alias for the Annenberg Public Policy Center out of the University of Pennsylvania, of which Joe Biden, I won't say president because he's not a legitimate president, Joe Biden is the chairman of the Ben Franklin Chair, but he basically chairs that foundation. They got $55 million of CCP Chinese money. They pay him $1 million a year to be the chair of this organization, and they don't do any fact-checking at all. They're a non-governmental organization, and they place news stories, and they did it in Politico, they did it in, you know, CNN, they did it in all the left-leaning newspapers and so forth, and they said, these people have been debunked. We haven't been debunked. They just placed those stories falsely.
Right.
We're going to be suing these people, by the way. We're, you know, now that we've been through this three-year meat grinder and we've collected all this evidence, we're coming back. We're going to sue the law firms, Duane Morris, Ballot Spar. We're going to sue the Annenberg Policy Foundation, factcheck.org, Governor Shapiro. We're coming back at them. Governor Shapiro has been leading the charge and coordinating throughout the state of Pennsylvania to cheat and steal elections.
Now, one of the things that people need to be aware of that I'd like you to speak to just for a minute, and that is, you know, the same way that they've used that they're using lawfare against President Trump, and we watched by. I mean, that State of the Union address was just. I mean, that was basically threatening 81 million Americans, and basically saying, you know, we got our eye on you. And the Department of Justice, the FBI, they've all come out. They have air marshals now whose job it is to basically round us up. They're not on airplanes anymore. They're not looking for terrorists anymore. They're not protecting people in the air. They're on the ground going through records attempting to figure out if you bought a Bible and if you bought a gun sometime in the last 5 years. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But Shapiro, according to your article, is trying to pass legislation that is essentially going to make you and Leah and President Trump criminals in Pennsylvania for any comments that we make. Well, and we've already seen this, right? I mean, the Letitia, well, I guess Fannie Willis was the one, right, who decided that, you know, if you said something in another state, not even in Georgia, but if you said something she didn't like in another state, she thought she had jurisdiction to go ahead and include you and bring charges against you, which she did, by the way. David Shostok is a friend of mine, is representing Reverend Lee, you know, out of Illinois. But the point of it is that this governor is doing the same thing and basically saying that if you're questioning elections, and I said this in my last segment, you have to be Bible believing, you have to believe in the Constitution, you have to hold to traditional marriage, you have to hold to certain value systems, because if you're a baby killer and you're a sodomite and you're a pervert and you're a pedophile and you mutilate children and you push porn on kids in schools, then you can say anything you want about elections and they're not going to bother you.
Absolutely. And the first thing I want to say is every morning I get up and Ephesians 10 to 18, put on the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on every morning and I put on Hulk armor. I don't put on Crusader armor. I put on Marvel Hulk, the whole helm and the big sword and an axe too. I like carrying a biblical axe. And one thing about that is putting on the full armor of God, it protects you forward. So you have to go. Evil cannot, you know, hit us coming. You know,
Amen.
We go straight at them.
Yep.
And if we go straight at them with the full armor of God, that's what I encourage people to do, because these miscreants and these bad actors and quite frankly, you used all the adjectives I would have already. These people that are attacking the country are a very, very small minority. They are not speaking for the American public. I believe that about 80% of people in this country believe in the 90%. We agree on 90% of things.
Yeah.
And this small group of miscreants and evil, and they are evil, they think they own the country. And I wanted to say, during the course of our investigation, what we found out was there's an organization within the government that was formed in 1978 called the Council, otherwise CIGIE, C-I-G-I-E. It's in the article published today in the Intelligencer and that the one that I sent you. But this organization was formed in 1978 it was in response to the Watergate scandal, and for people that are older, they'll remember that. But what they've done is they think the United States is theirs, that they own it, and that they are the stewards for the United States. And they're made up of the top echelons of the Department of Justice, the Inspector General's Office, and the FBI. FBI Director Wray, Inspector General Horowitz, Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General Rosen, former U.S. Attorney General Barr. We have the documents through FOIA requests that show that they colluded to pervert and subvert the 2020 elections. We have the documents that show that they coordinated January 6th. And we have the documents that show that they believe they run this country, that they don't report to anybody. They're beholden to nobody. Now, I submitted criminal charges after getting and collecting this evidence. I submitted criminal allegations, and I know how to do these things, where it's a formal charge sheet, submitted it to the U.S. Congress Judiciary Committee, to Congressman Jim Jordan. I had multiple congressmen call him, including a congressman that I'm not going to mention on the air here, who works on the Judiciary Committee. And all we've gotten from them is silence. They have the power. Jim Jordan has the power to go in and take Jack Smith, who is also on this council I speak of, to suspend them pending an investigation and stop this whole thing, going against Trump with these stupid criminal indictments, which are just meant to harass him and, in fact, harass the citizens of the United States.
Well, you know that on this program, we addressed that issue, and we actually sent a text to Jim Jordan and Chip Roy while we were on air, you and I and Leah. And then you were a part of it. You responded. You sent them something as well. We never got a response back. I did, under separate cover, get something from a member of Chip's staff, but then no follow up. No follow up at all.
Complete cowardice. And I'm going to say cowardice. I don't want to say treason, because I don't think Jim Jordan is treasonous, but I do think it's cowardly of him to not respond. I don't mind saying these things in the air. I've been much more, as you know, Pastor Greg, I'm usually much more circumspect in these things, and I've maintained, tried to maintain a sense of dignity and professionalism. But we're at a point now where our country is absolutely in jeopardy. We're under attack. Shapiro is an example just put out, and he wants anyone who register, specifically illegal aliens who register for a license, which they're allowed to get, they're going to register them automatically to vote. Now, I'm going to say this. The last place an illegal alien is on election day is at a polling place. They don't vote.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to go walk in and commit. They're already in the country illegally. They're not going to walk into a voting poll, a polling location,
right,
and commit a felony that gets them thrown out of the country permanently. It's not temporary.
No.
That's an offense that will get them permanently barred from the United States. So what they're doing is they're taking those illegal aliens that register. They're taking their and they're mailing in ballots for them. They just fill them out. There is no signature for them. Right. So
right.
They register to vote. They shoot in a mail-in ballot. Now they don't even have to have signatures on the ballots, according to a judge in Pennsylvania. No signatures are required. No dates are required. Just shove the ballot in. OK. And we'll count it. And for the 17 million illegal aliens that Biden has allowed in just 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to remind people, the entire population of Sweden, as an example, is 9 million.
Wow.
And 17 million illegal aliens just in 3 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And they can all vote. Okay. As a matter of fact, there's legislation that's been put before the Congress, and it's bandied around. They think everybody should vote, from other countries too.
I looked this up the other day because I had remembered this, but this has to do with the fact that our Supreme Court has stated that everyone in the world is entitled to our constitutional protections.
Correct. It's outrageous.
It's not us. Okay. So those who say, "Oh, well, you're just privileged," we're not privileged to do anything anymore. Citizenship in this country, in reality, means, I hate to say it, but they've made it to mean nothing.
Well, that's the goal, and that's the goal of the council, and it's called progressive social reconstruction and transformation, not only of our country, but of the world. And I know we have limited time today, so I want to tell people there is hope, and what we're doing, Leah Hoops and I are doing much differently than other people, is we are litigating. Now, there's four places to change a government. The soapbox, which is politicians, they stand in the soapbox and they get people to vote for them. And people go to the ballot box and they vote for them. And if something goes wrong, we go to the jury box. And the jury box, we protect the ballot box and we protect our republic and our elected representatives at the jury box. It is a constitutional right for us to go to the powder box and fight tyranny. We need to avoid that. And that's my goal, is a peaceful resolution of this.
Right.
We do that at the jury box. And Leah and I and other people now, other people are answering the call, Greg. We are filing litigation, and we're going into the common pleas courts, which is the local level in the United States, the county level, the commonwealth courts and the superior courts, which is the next level up. You know, there's state courts.
Yeah.
And then we're going to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. and then we're going to the federal courts and the Supreme Court. And we are in, we've got multiple lawsuits in motion. We will not let up, and they are going to hear us. So far, they've strategically mooted us. They just sit back and they just won't hear the case. That's their solution. They don't even want to hear the cases anymore. When Trump first got in, you know, everyone heard 68 cases that he lost. Well, we're one. We won in Philadelphia. So he's now 1-68.
Well, but that's even a lie. I mean, you said this early on, you know, in just a little while ago. I mean, the reality is that those cases weren't dismissed because they ever heard any evidence.
Right.
Those cases were dismissed because radical judges decided that individuals who are we the people, who are, I mean, if we the people don't have jurisdiction in our own stinking court system, then I don't know, then you know, obviously we know who does. Illegals. Illegals have jurisdiction in our court system. Everybody else has a right to get into our court system, except for we the people.
Correct. And one of the things I want to be clear on in terms of the armor of God and the biblical component of this is that there are good public servants. We have over 2 million good public servants in this country. Good public servants.
Right.
Good judges, good FBI agents. You know, no one joins the FBI to be a bad guy. I mean, they just don't.
Yeah.
And we have good people and we have good judges, not only in the, throughout the country, but we have good judges in Pennsylvania. So what they did to pervert that, because people scratched their heads and they said, how can all these judges be so bad? It's simple. George Soros, the Clinton Foundation, and leftist organizations, communist organizations, they've learned that if they give $10 million, $100 million to a national campaign, if I fork over a wheelbarrow of cash to the national GOP, it really does nothing. They really don't get a voice. They get to go to a nice dinner. They get Christmas cards. And, you know, and then when they need more money, they come to them. But that has no impact, very little impact. What has impact is what they call walking around money. So if I gave if Soros gives President Trump, or he gives President Joe Biden $1 million, what's it do? Might get him an invitation to the White House. But if I give $1 million, which George Soros did, he gave $1 million to a district attorney, Jack Stoltzheimer, in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. He gave $1.7 million. to Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, the district attorney. And he, what they do is by giving them $1 million, it's called walking around money. They're not buying signs with that. Okay. They're not buying airtime with that. They're walking out with cash and handing it over. And those specific corrupt district attorneys, and we've charged Jack Stoltzheimer. I'm not sitting here talking out of turn here. Mm-hmm. We filed lawsuits that said he is a corrupt politician. He's a criminal. He's accepted money. And what we do in these specific counties is they're quashing these specific judges and specific district attorneys. And to further explain that, there's 3,143 counties in the United States. And it may surprise people to know that it only takes 20 of those counties to subvert and change the entire national election. This is a math problem, and they know the math. Now, when they come in, they don't have to. They're not spreading that money everywhere.
Right.
They just have to target Delaware. I'm going to give you the names of some of the counties. Mm-hmm. These pivot counties is what we call them. People have heard of swing states. These pivot counties in Pennsylvania, Delaware County, we are the pivot county for the state of Pennsylvania, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And then they got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, which is Allegheny County, and then Chester County. Chester County and Delaware County, we're right next to each other under Philadelphia. We have now we have 900,000 people between those two counties. We're almost as big as Philadelphia. So what they do is by targeting Delaware County, most of the rest of the counties in the state are less populated. So they just have to swing Delaware County and go into Philadelphia County and Allegheny County, where everyone saw that no one was allowed in, and then they just shove in these mail-in ballots, and they can take over the whole state. And I'll give you the other counties. Maricopa County and Pima County in Arizona.
Right.
Antrim County and Wayne County in Michigan.
I'm going to hold you right there. You got these written down?
Oh, they're all in the book. They're all in the book.
Listen, I understand. God just gave me the strategy, and let me give you a testimony first about this. So you know that I do a lot of ministry in Punjab, India.
Absolutely.
And we have a ton of persecution that we have experienced there. We've also had a ton of salvations. We're having massive revival. The revival is so significant that the Sikh were threatening to assassinate our pastors and the Hindus because of the numbers of conversions. Our conversion rate at an unreached village outreach is 70%.
Wow.
That's how powerful God is moving. Up to 50% of the people that attend get a healing of some sort that they testify to. So we were threatened. We were told we're gonna have to take a pause while we figure this out, and we went to prayer. We didn't know who the leaders were. We were just told you've been targeted and so on. So we just began to pray, Lord, and part of the prayer was, is God, expose the darkness, expose and stop and unravel the plans. Pastor Samuel called me and he said, hey, we can start having our meetings again. I said, okay, well, what happened? He said, well, the person who was the ringleader, God revealed him and he had an accident.
Wow.
And the accident was so significant that the other people around him sent message to us saying, we know that your God now protects you. We will not touch you.
And God will confound
now, us. Now, Psalm 37 says, do not fret about the evildoer because they will be cut off in such a way that you'll look for them and they won't be found. We don't want someone, I want to be clear here, we don't want someone to die. We don't want to end,
no.
We want people to get saved. We don't want them to die. However, I believe that the strategy that God told me to tell you and why we need to list those cities is we need to specifically pray over each one of those cities that the darkness will be exposed and extinguished and that the light of righteousness will rise up in each one of those cities. And we need to start now. And we need to come together and we need to pray together. We don't have to spend 16 hours in, but if we met once a week and we took 30 minutes to an hour tops and we just prayed over each one of those locations, I believe that God would move because we would be taking target against the enemy, not against people, but against the enemy, because we know what's driving this and it's spiritual.
I absolutely agree. I really, truly believe most people are good and have God within them. And I think this is a great time. I strongly believe in the power of prayer. It is an incredible, incredible instrument that God has given us to affect change. And this is a time, people, I used to say wrongly, incorrectly, that people only change through pain. And I'm older now.
I get it. I think that was the Marine in you. That was
still alive. So my mom said, Greg, I hear you say that pain changes people, but she said love changes people.
Yeah.
And it was a real moment for me to go, huh, she's right. And I think what God is doing right now in our lives and in our country is he is instilling bravery, and he's giving people courage. Certainly my courage comes from God, and if we give people courage to believe in God and to believe that things are going to be okay, that things are in his hands, then he will confound our enemies. He will blind them. He will He will mute them, and he will make us invisible to them too.
Yep.
And
yep.
No harm can come to us. I mean, I have people ask me all the time. They read the article. I had a few people call me the intelligencer, and one guy said, hey, you know, you wearing a bulletproof vest? And I said, no, I don't. I have the full armor of God on, and I put it on every morning. And I think that helps everybody, Pastor Greg.
Amen.
One of the things I tell people all the time is you have to get up in the morning and visualize and put that armor on. Put on the breastplate of God. Put on the helm of God. You know, put the sword of God. Get the shield of God. Say, Okay, I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to face the world. And this prayer idea that I think that you have is phenomenal. I'm going to send you the list. It's in the book, but I'm going to give the list.
Yep.
And I think praying over those specific counties, and not only praying to confound our enemies, but praying to give people courage and faith and hope.
Yes.
We're here now. We're making decisions. People, this is a time of great choices. Are you on with the big guy or you're not on with the big guy? And I think that's what I see. And I was at a meeting last night, 100 people there. Now, we started those meetings like 2 years ago. We get 15 or 20 people. And the room is, so many people are coming now that they can't get in the room. It's jammed. Standing room only. And we pray at the beginning. We pray at the end of the meeting. We pray during the meeting. People give testimonies. And the energy in that room, I can feel God's presence in that room. That's why I so strongly believe in your idea here. Prayer is so powerful.
We need to talk some more about this, and we need to put a strategy. It doesn't need to be an extravagant thing, but we need to start it. We need to come together and start it. Maybe it's a Zoom call. I don't know, but something where we just will invite people and say, come on in and be a part of this. And because this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it at this time on this day. And we're just going to start coming together and praying together.
I think that'll be a beautiful thing. And I think people, you, and I know you know this feeling from the people in India. There's a feel, you know, when God's present, you can just feel it, his presence, especially when more than one, you know, more than two or more people gather in his name and get together, and they really pray and talk to God. God, you don't have to know a specific prayer. Like, I'm Roman Catholic, so I say the Hail Mary and the Our Father. But any Christian just needs to talk to God. He just wants to check in with him.
He's say, hey, dad. He is our father. I mean, with reverence. With reverence. I don't mean irreverently, but with reverence. But he is your father. And he says his ear is turned. He's like, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, come on, let's talk, let's connect, let's communicate.
Yeah, and I take so much strength from him. And
amen. Well, look, I'm a living, walking miracle. I mean, I died four times and I took three trips to heaven. So I can promise you that I would not be here if God hadn't said, okay, I want you back. That's a fact. Greg, thank you for being with me today. I really greatly appreciate this. We're going to get together and talk about this and get this done, folks. And we will come back to you and give you time and day, and because we need to do this. We need to have targeted prayer and be praying specifically and bring God into the middle of this in a very powerful way. It needs to happen, and then we will have victory.
Thank you. I'm psyched. I'm ready.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Folks, I appreciate all of you. Thanks for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate you. Leave your comments down below and shoot me a message. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Love to hear from you. God bless you and have a great weekend.
God bless. Praise his name. There we go.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.